Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Ches. The sugya over here discusses the din of Or HaAliyah, and this is Machlokes as far as the Shalmei Keves, where the Torah says one of the Emunim which go on the Mizbeach is the Aliyah, and the question is, does the Or HaAliyah go along with the Aliyah on the Mizbeach? If one brings a Sayer for a Shlamim, so the din is that the Aliyah itself does not go on the Mizbeach, it's not one of the Emurim, so obviously the Or HaAliyah does not go either. However, as far as the Keves, where the Aliyah does go on the Mizbeach, the Gemara has a question, does the Or HaAliyah go along on the Mizbeach? So the Shita of Shmuel, as well as the Shita of Rav Chisda, is that Or HaAliyah ke'Aliyah Domi, and therefore by Shalmei Keves, that the Or HaAliyah does go on the Mizbeach. Rav Huna, however, argues, he says, Or HaAliyah lav ke'Aliyah Domi, even though the Aliyah itself does go on the Mizbeach, but your mafshit, the Or, you take off the Or first, the Or does not go on the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains the Makor of Rav Huna is from a Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Chelboi HaAliyah, from there we learn Chelboi HaAliyah v'loi Or HaAliyah. Now based on this Machlokes Amiroim, there are three Pshatim how to understand the Mishnah. The Arush the Mishnah says, HaShecher is HaZevach, which Kepshute is talking about a Shlomim. In the Reisha of the Mishnah it says that if you shecht it, Al menas lechol kazayis ma'ur ha'aliyah b'chutz, the din is that the carbon is posel. And the Sefer says that if you shecht it, Al menas lechol kazayis ma'ur ha'aliyah l'mochar, it's pigol. The Mishnah is mevur that a machshavas achilo on the or ha'aliyah is considered a machshava peseles, whether it was chutzim kaimai to posel the carbon, or chutzim mani to make a chiyiv kareis. And the problem is that if or ha'aliyah is supposed to go on the mizbeach, it's machshava lechol dover shadarkin lahakdir, which should not be a machshava peseles. So the first sheet of the Gemara Shmuel, he holds that Or HaAliyah is Ka'aliyah Domi, Einich Nami really does belong on the Mizbeach. The Arush Mishnah is Mavur, that a Machshava Sachilo for the Or HaAliyah is considered a Machshava Peiseles. That's going like the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds Mechashen Me'achilas Odom L'achilas Mizbeach, and Me'achilas Mizbeach L'achilas Odom. The second sheet is the sheet of Rebbe Huno, who holds Or HaAliyah Lav Ka'aliyah Domi, even by Shalmei Keves, where the Aliyah itself does go on the Mizbeach, the Or HaAliyah does not go on the Mizbeach. And since it's Roy L'Achila, it's supposed to be Nechal, just as the rest of the Basar of the Shlomim, and therefore it's a Machshava Lechol, Dover Shadarki Lechol, which is a Machshava HaPeiseles. The third sheet is the sheet of Rav Chisda. He also holds the Or HaAliyah Ka'aliyah Domi, and therefore by Shlomim of a Keves, it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. He doesn't want to say the Mishnah is like the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, that Mechashav Me'achilas Mizbeach L'Achilas Odom, and therefore he explains the Mishnah is talking about specifically a Gdi, not a Keves. Einich Nami by a Keves. The Or HaAliyah would go together with the Aliyah on the Mizbeach, and if he has a Machshava to eat it, it would be Machshava Lechol Dover Shadarki L'Hakdir, where we hold the din is that it's not a Machshava Peiseles. The Mishnah is talking about Dafka Gdi, where you are not Makdir the Aliyah itself, and therefore surely the Or HaAliyah also does not go on the Mizbeach. It's supposed to be Nechol, therefore it's a Machshava Lechol Dover Shadarki L'Echol. So these are the three Mahalchim in the Mishnah. Rakapam, as far as the Machlokes, whether Or HaAliyah Ka'aliyah Domi, that's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Chisda, keneged Rav Huna. Shmuel and Rav Chisda hold Or HaAliyah Ka'aliyah Domi, and Rav Huna holds its Lav Ka'aliyah Domi. Now this is all as far as the Shlom is concerned. By Shlom, you're not makter the buster of the animal, only the Emurim, and there there's a chili between the Sayer and the Keves. A Sayer, you're not makter the Aliyah, and the Keves you are. And the machlokes is as far as the Or HaAliyah of a Keves. However, as far as an Oiler is concerned, an Oiler you're makter on the Mizbeach, the buster as well. Therefore, Kepshuta, everyone would be masking that the same way you're makter the Aliyah on the Mizbeach, the Or HaAliyah, which is Kibosar, that's Bavur in the Gemara, that the Or HaAliyah is Roy La'Achilo, Be'elosh Oyer is saying, Kibsareim Oyer Shetachas HaAliyah, Or HaAliyah is Roy La'Achilo, therefore it's considered Bosar and is Metama Tumas Nevelois, and therefore by an Oyla where you're makter all of the Bosar, the Or HaAliyah would also go on the Mizbeach. And Behemshach, the Gemara is Mavur like this. Gemara quotes the Tosefta, HaShecher is HaOilo LaHakter Kezayis Me'Oyer Shetachas HaAliyah, Chutzim M'Kayim Be'Posel Ve'Ein Be'Kareis, Chutzim Mani Pigo Ve'Chayov Nolov Kareis. And Behemshach the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rav Chisda from this Braisa, according to Rav Chisda, the Or HaAliyah Ka'aliyah Domi, why does the Tosefta say Dafka HaShecher is HaOilo? The same would also be true if he's Shechs HaZevach, meaning if he Shechs HaKivsei Shlomim LaHakter Kezayis Me'Oyer Shetachas HaAliyah Chutzim M'Kayim Be'Oyer, then should be that it's Posel, Chutzim Mani should be Chayiv Kareis. Since the din is that you're makter on the Mizbeach, the Or HaAliyah of a Kivsei Shlomim, the Baiser should have said the same din, and not only by an Oilah, by a Shlomim as well. And if Chizda is forced to answer, either that the Baiser is talking about a Gdi, and therefore if it was a Shlomim, the Aliyah itself does not go on the Mizbeach, that's what it has to be talking about Dafka and Oilah, or alternatively he says, Tani Zevach, you have to change the Girsa in the Tosefta, And then it's true even by a zevach, if it's a shalmei keves and yet a machshava to be makter from the ora al yechutz l'zman yechutz l'mkoyma, it is a machshava hapoyseles. The Gemara is before that if you would not hold like Rav Chisda, rather you would hold ora al yelavka al yedomi, we would understand the pshat in Tosefta. Why the din is that by an oila, a machshava to be makter, the ora al is considered a machshava hapoyseles? The pshat is because an oila everyone is maskim, and since you're makter the basar as well, the ora al would be no different than the basar. Would also go on the Mizbeach, therefore it's machshava to be makter, dover shadarkei lahakter. The holding is dafka by a shlom, but you're not makter the basar, only a murim. That's what is the shayla by kifsei shlomim, where you're supposed to be makter the alya as a murim. Do we say that the ora alya also goes on the Mizbeach? Now let's take a look at the Rambam over here. The Rambam is in Perek Yedalid, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam over there tells us what parts of the animal are roi la'achila, and what parts are roi la'aktara. He goes through a number of different parts, for example, Atzomeris, Gidin, Kronayim, Tlofayim. These parts of the animal, the Rambam says, are not roi for Achila, nor are they roi for Haktaro. Therefore, if one would have Machshava during the Avodais, that he's going to eat one of these parts of the animal, Chutzazmani or Chutzlum Koimoy, it's not a Machshava Apoyseles. And the same if he has Machshava to be makta one of these parts, Chutzazmani, Chutzlum Koimoy, since it's not roi for Haktaro also, it's not a Machshava Apoyseles. And Ram writes over there that the Ur of the Behema also, this is one of the parts which are not roi for Achila nor for Aktara, therefore if one has Machshava either to eat it Chutz Zmanei, or his Machshava to be Makter Chutz Zmanei, it's not a Machshava Paiseles. And Ram writes over there, Chutz Mi Ur Ha'alya, the only exception is the Ur Ha'alya because that is roi la'achila. Meaning the Rambam is paskening that if one had Machshava to eat the Ur Ha'alya Chutz Zmanei or Chutz Limkoimoy, it is a Machshava Paiseles because the Ur Ha'alya is roi for Achila. The Ram does not say exactly which case he is talking about. Definitely by a shlomim of a gedi, where the aliyah is supposed to be nechal, then the Ram is telling us that the ora aliyah is also roi la'achila. Therefore, if you had a machshava to eat the ora aliyah chutz zmani or chutz mkaimi, it's a machshava peiseles. Since the ora aliyah is roi la'achila, it's like basar. Here there's no machloikis in our sugya. Everyone is masking that ora aliyah is like basar, it's roi la'achila, like we find in Tumas Nevelos. Therefore, everyone is masking that the Ora Aliyah of the Gdi, since it's Roy Lachilo, it's Shaykh to have a Machshava Paiseles if he's Machashiv to eat a Chutzazmani or a Chutzam Koimoy. The need in Narsugya is by the Ora Aliyah of a Keves, where the Aliyah itself does go on the Mizbeach, and the Machlikis is whether we say Ora Aliyah Ka Aliyah Domi, or we learn from a Pasuk Chelbaya Aliyah Vloy Ora Aliyah to tell us that Lavka Aliyah Domi, that's where there's a Machlikis, and over there it's Negev to know how we pass in La Alocha for two dinim. Firstly, if he has a machshava to be makter the ora alya chutz zmani chutz l'mkoymoy, is that considered a machshava to be makter dover shadarkoy lahakdir? If ora alya ka alya domi, it would be a machshava peiseles. And also in the case we had a machshava to eat the ora alya, so since we pass kenalik Rabbi Eliezer, if you have machshava lechol dover shadarkoy lahakdir, it's not a machshava peiseles. So only if you hold ora alya lavka alya domi, would be a machshava peiseles if he has a machshava to eat the ora alya chutz zmani or chutz l'mkoymoy. Now, a number of Achronim, including the Brisk Rav on that Rambam, as well as the Evan Ezel there, and the Chavetz Chaim and Zevach Toide as well, the Almadaik in this Rambam, the Rambam says that all of the Or of the Behemba is not Roy for Achila nor for Aktara. The only exception is, the Rambam says, Or Ha'alya, that is Roy La Achila. Mashmois of the Rambam is that no Or is ever Roy for Aktara, even Or Ha'alya is only Roy La Achila, but not Roy for Aktara. In other words, the Rambam is passing like the Shita of Rav Huna, the Ora Aliyah Lavka Aliyah Domi, even in cases where you're makter the Aliyah, like by Yishalmi Keves, you're not makter the Ora Aliyah. Therefore, Ora Aliyah is never Roy Laktara, and Machshava to be makter the Ora Aliyah Chutzes Mani or Chutzim Koyma, you will not be a Machshava HaPoiseles. The Chavetz Chaim explains the reason why the Rambam passing like Rav Huna is both because the Pashas of the Mishnah is mashim like this. The Mishnah is talking about a Zevach, and the Mishnah tells us that a Machshava to eat Ora Aliyah is a Machshava Peiseles. Gepshuta is talking even by a Shalmei Keves. The Mishnah is Mukhach that you're not makter it, rather it's supposed to be eaten. As well as the Braisa, which the Gemara brings further down the Omud. Hashaychis Oilo Lahakter Kizayis Meosha Tachas Aliyah. The Gemara is Medaik Dafka Oilo, but not Zevach, meaning a Machshava to be makter the Ora Aliyah by a Zevach, even by Shalmei Keves, would not be a Machshava Peiseles. It also is Mashram like Rafuna, the Ora Aliyah Lavka Aliyah Domi. It's not supposed to be hukta, rather it's supposed to be nechal. Here again, even though the Gemara did answer the point of Chizda, how we could explain the Braisa, but the Rambam passing like the Pashas of the Mishnah and the Pashas of this Braisa, like the Shita of Rav Huna, the Ora Aliyah Lavka Aliyah Domi. Now the problem still is, this number of Achronim ask on the Rambam, what about by an Oila? As we explained before, the machlekes amiroim in er sugyo is dafka by yishlomim. Hashem mekeves for your makter the alyo. The question is, what about the ora alyo? But by an oilo, it's muchach in the sugyo. This is mefurshim the brayso which the Gemara brings. Since everything goes on in this beach, the basar as well, it's possible that the ora alyo will also have a din of basar. Since it's roi lachilo, as we saw with the gabi the tumas nevelois, it's part of the basar. It will definitely go on the mizbeach. If so, why does the Rambam not mention this din? By an oila, the ora alya is roi for aktara, and therefore, if he had a machshava to be makter, the ora alya chutz zmani or chutz simkoymoy, it is a machshava apayseles. Rambam only says that the ora alya is roi lachilo. He doesn't say that it's roi laktara by an oila. This kasha is asked in the briskerov over there in Perek Yudal and Halacha Zayin of Psulim Hamikdashim, as well as in the Sfas Emes and the Keren Oira. Levin also only asked this kasha on the Rambam. So we'll mention the teres that the Biskarov brings to this kasha. He says the Rambam understood that even though the Raisa is mavur, that a machshava by an oila to be makter the oira al yulamachar is considered a machshava peiseles. The Mishnah, however, is not mashm like this, because the Mishnah only says a machshavas achila on the oira al yo is a machshavas pigal. The Mishnah is beduk that a machshavas haktara on the oira al yo would not be a machshavas pigal, and since the Mishnah is stam, it's mashm even by an oila that then is true, and therefore the Rambam paskin that a machshavas haktara on the oira al yo even by an oila would not be a machshavas pigal. However, obviously this would need a hesber. Once we see over here in the Braisa that Or HaAlya is like Bosar, leaning Tumas Nevelis, it's Metamike Bosar. If so, why should it not need Haktara, just like the rest of the Bosar of the animal by an Oilo is hooked around the Mizbeach? The Or HaAlya, which is soft and edible, should also be included in the Din Haktara of an Oilo. Obviously, the Biskrov says, our Mishnah must hold that the Din, what needs Haktara by an Oilo, is not totally in the Dinum of Tuma. Even something which is Metamu Tumas Nevelis, it's not necessarily Muchach that it has a Din of Haktara by an Oilo. Unlike the Brayso Daf Chof Ches, which says that they're totally zebezeh, anything which is considered basar leaning to be metama tumas nevelois also has a din haktara by an oila. So what exactly is the pshat in the Mishnah? The Brisk Rav says lechayr the Brayso is correct. Once something is considered basar to be metama tumas nevelois, lechayr should also be included in the din haktara of an oila. So the Brisk Rav explains and he brings right to this yisoid from a sugyan Shabbos Daf Chof Ches, which we'll mention soon. The yisoid is, even something which is considered a basar, and therefore b'etzem should be included in that which the pasuk says by an oila, v'asisa oila sechar basar v'adam, anything which is called basar b'etzem should be included in that krova of an oila. Still, Briskov explains that the pasuk says there's a din of hefshit. You have to be mafshit the oila, and anything which has a shame of oyer is included in the din of hefshit. You have to skin the animal before you makter the basar. And therefore, the Briskov says that it's possible that there's certain oyer which is soft, and therefore it's edible, and will have a shame of basar le'inyan tumas nevelois, but still, since it did not lose the shame of oyer, it's included in that which the pasuk says that you have to be mafshit all of the oyer of the animal before you're makter it. Therefore, oyer ha'alya as well, the Biskarov explains, even though le'inyan tumas nevelois it could be considered like basar because it's edible, still, since it did not lose its shame of oyer, you have to be mafshit it, you have to take off all of the oyer before you're makter the basar, including the oyer ha'alya. So in other words, the reason why you're not makter it is not the pshat because it's not basar, it is basar, however it's also oyer. Once it's b'chal or, then it's included in the din of hefshit, and if it has a din of hefshit, then that's mafkiya, the din haktara from the mizbeach. The Torah tells us to be mafshit this or, which means you should not be makter it. This is how the Rambam understood the pshat in the Mishnah, therefore he did not pass like the Braisa, he passed like the Mishnah, which is mashma, and machshava to be makter the or oyla would not be a machshava peiseles. And the passage of the Mishnah's mashma, even by an oila, a karchach the pshat is, because it's included in the din of hefshit. The Biskrov adds that the Rambam also saw this way for the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Ches, which the Biskrov discusses. The way the Biskrov understands that Gemara, the Gemara had it sad to say, that if the oir of an oif has the status of oir, it's called oir, then it should need hefshit. This is a havmin of the Gemara over there, that any oila needs hefshit, even an oila so'if should also need hefshit. If you'll say that the skin of a bird is referred to as oir, and the Biskrov says that even though we know the din is that the ur of an oif does have the status of basar la'inyan tuma, if so, what would be the sad to say that it should need hefshit? You should take it off before you're makter the oilas ha'oif. From there as well, the Biskrov says we see that even if something would be called basar and b'etzem should have been included in the din haktara of the oila, but since there's a din of hefshit to take off all the oir, that's mafkiya the din haktara. That's why there would be a sad to say that if the oir of an oif also has the status of oir, it should be included in Hefshit, and you should not be makter, even though it's roi la'achila, and is metamatum as nevelois. Here as well, the Biskrov says, even though the Or HaAlya has the status of Basar, le'inyan tumo, but since it's a din of Hefshit, and that includes the Or HaAlya as well, because the Or HaAlya does have the status of Oyer, that din Hefshit is what's mafkiya, the din haktara. Now the Biskrov over there continues and he addresses another kasha. This is a kasha which the Karen Oyer and Ersuga asks as well. And that is from a Rashi later on in Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis. The Bais over there in Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis says that if one has machshava to be makter tzemer shebiroshe kvosim, the tzemer on the head of the keves, the din is that that's not machshava spigol, because it's really not bechlal haktara. The Rashi over there explains in Dibur Maskel Tzemer shebiroshe kvosim, he says that the Tana over there is telling us that a machshava to be makter the tzemer is not a machshava spigol, even though the Ur HaRoish does go on the Mizbeach. The Ur HaRoish is Karev together with the Roish. Rashi over there brings the Gemara in Chulan Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, which is Mevur, that the Roish is not Pachal Hefshit, that didn't to be mafshit all of the skin of the animal before you're makter on the Mizbeach, that does not include the Roish. The Roish you're makter together with the Ur. And over here the Brais on Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis tells us that if he has machshava spigol on the Tzemer should be Roshi Kfosim, even though the Tzemer does go on the Mizbeach because it's attached to the Ur, still, the Braisa says that since it does not really have its own din haktara, it's just that if it is attached, we don't detach it before haktara. Therefore, machshava to be makter at chutz l'zmani or chutz l'mkaymei is not a machshava ha-peiseles. And the kash that the Karen Oyer and the Biskrov ask is the Rashi's mavur over there that the Ur HaReish itself is b'chal haktara, and therefore, if one was machashiv on the Ur HaReish to be makter at chutz l'zmani or chutz l'mkaymei, it would be a machshava spigol. It's only the tzemer shebarashi kvasim which is not included. And the S has this to do with the Braisa over here in Ersuga, which is Mevur, the Dafka Or HaReish Shal Egel HaRach, that's soft, it's Bechal Basar, and therefore it's included in the Dinak Torah, and Meila Machshava to be Makter Chutz Zmanoi is a Machshava Spigol. And more than that, the Hanakam of this Braisa is Mashm, that he argues even on that, even Or HaReish Shal Egel HaRach, he's not masking too that it's Machshava Spigol. Has that fit with the Rashi over here in Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, which is Mevur, that the Or HaReish of a Keves is Bechal HaKtara, and therefore there is Machshava Spigol on it. The only thing that's excluded is the Tzemer Shebarashi Kvasim. And Biskrov explains the Kasha further. He says, Rashi's Mavur, why is it that the Ur HaReish is Bechal HaKrovo? And if it's also Bechal Machshav Espigol, Rashi says, because it's not Bechal Hefshit. He quotes the Gemara Chulin Daf Chav Zayin, which is Mavur, that you're not Mafshit the Ur HaReish. And the Biskrov asks, just because you're not Mafshit the Ur, it doesn't mean to say that it's Bechal HaKtara. We find Gidin and Atzamais, the din is that if they're attached to the Basar, you mak to the Basar together with the Gidin and Atzamais. However, if they separate from the basar, you don't makter them on its own. Therefore, the din is that a machshava to be makter gidin at some ways is not considered a machshava spigel, since they don't have a din of haktara on their own. It's just that if they're mechuber to the basar, they go along with the basar. The chur, the ur should be the same thing, just because it's not bechal hefshit, and you're makter the reish together with the ur, that does not mean to say that there's be'etzim a din haktara on the ur hareish. And therefore, machshava on the ur hareish should not necessarily be included in machshava spigel. This is the kasha of the Karen Oyer and the Biskarov. And the Biskrov answers this kasha by saying, he says, Akar Rashi over there in the Flamed Hei Omid Beis is talking about Ur HaReish which is soft, similar to Ur HaReish Shal Egel HaRach, which is mentioned over here in the Braisa, according to Rav Shimon. The Biskrov does not get into exactly what type of Ur HaReish is soft. Over there it's talking about a keves, it's not talking about an Egel HaRach, but Al-Kopanim. The Biskrov says, Akar Rashi is talking about a type of Ur which Be'esem could be Ruchal Basar. Ur which is soft, it's edible, and linear Tumas Nevelis, it would be Metameh. Now, as Rashi says that the Ur HaReish itself is hooked on the Mizbeach, and there is Machshavas Pigol, Rashi explains because it's not Bechlal Hefshit, the Biskrov explains based on the Yisrael which he said before, and that is, even something which Besim is soft and should be considered Basar, for that reason it would be hooked there as part of the Oila, but still, if it would be Bechlal Hefshit, that would be Mafkiya, it's Din Haktara. The Din Hefshit is anything which has the status of Ur is excluded from Haktara, you're supposed to be Mafshit and not be Makterit. That's why Rashi over there has to stress that the Ur HaReish is not Bechal Hefshit. If it would be Bechal Hefshit, then even if it was soft and Be'esem should be included in Basar, it would not go on the Mizbeach because it would be included in the Din of Hefshit. This is how the Briscoe explains the Rashi in Daf Lamed Hei. Rashi is just telling us why it's not Bechal Hefshit. He's not telling us why it is Basar. Akach, you have to say that it's soft and it's Rei L'Achila, that's why it's Basar. Rashi is just telling us don't think that it's excluded from Haktara because of the Din Hefshit, since Ur HaReish is not Bechal Hefshit. Akpam, this is the Yisrael of the Biskarov, that something which is Bechal Hefshit, that would be Mafkiya, it's Din Haktara. However, as far as the Iker Kasha of the Karen Oiro, the Kasha from Arsuga on the Rashi and Daflam Mehem would raise, that which the Biskarov answered, Akarcha Rashi is talking about the Ur HaReish which is soft. The Maisa, this seems to be difficult. You see over here in the Braisa and Arsuga, that only the Ur HaReish of Egel HaRach is soft to be considered Basar. And over there, we're not talking about an Egel HaRach, we're talking about a Keves. And furthermore, even Or HaReish Shel Igel HaRach is only the sheet of Reb Shimon, the Tanakama argues, therefore L'Chair, this would be Dochak to explain Rashi and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that we're talking about Or HaReish, which is soft. In Sefer Mikdash David, in Simon Tes Zayin, Sifkot and Vov, he discusses the Rashi over there in Daf Lamed Hei, and the way he explains Rashi is, that Be'esim always we say that the Or is Nisbatal to the Basar. As long as the Or is attached to the Basar, we consider the Or to be Tofel, and therefore gets a shame of Basar as well. Therefore, he says, if the Pasuk would not be mechadish to us the din of hefshit by an oilah, we would have been makter the basar together with the oir, even though the Pasuk just says that you're makter the basar of the oilah, but together with the basar would also be the oir because the oir is nisbatal to the basar. It's only now that the Torah gave a din of hefshit, the Torah said to be mafshit the oir before aktara, that's how we are not makter the oir, we separate the oir before we makter the basar. However, as far as the oir hareish is concerned, since the reish is not pachal hefshit, then returns to the original pashtus that you're makter the basar together with the oir, and even the oir itself gets a din haktar because it's tuffel to the basar. Therefore, the Mikdash David explains that's why Rashi holds that machshav to be makter the oir hareish chutzes mani or chutzim kaimi is a machshav apayseles, because there really is a din haktar on oir hareish. Rashen kain, for example, gidin vatzomis, even though there also the din is that if they're attached to the basar, you're makter the basar together with the gidin vatzomis, there is not the fact that it's nisbatal to the basar. It's just a din that you don't separate them, but even when they are attached, it's not the pshat that they're nisbatal to the basar and do have a din haktara. Even while they're attached, they be'etzim do not have a din of haktara, and therefore the machshava to be makter them chutz zman or chutz zim kaimay is not a machshava spiegel. This, however, still does not answer the kasha from Ersugya. Ersugya is before that a machshava on the Or HaReish is only machshava spiegel if it's the Or HaReish shel egel harach, and even that is only according to the sheet of Reb Shimon in the Braisa, not according to the Tanakama. This L'chair is still a kasha on the Rashi and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So perhaps we could suggest, the truth is if one takes a look at the Rashi over here in Ersugya, and Dibra Maschol Chutzlam Kaimay, he's referring to the Shita of Rav Shimon, who lists a number of types of Oyer, Or Beis HaProses, Behimadaka, Or HaRoisha Igal Arach, Or Shetachas Ha'alyo, Or Shal Beis HaBoishes, all of these Chutzlam Kaimay Posel, and Chutzlam Mani is Kares. And Rashi explains, Chutzlam Kaimay means, Im Shochet Amunaz Lechoil, Meyachas Me'elu Chutzlam Kaimay. And the Rashash over there changes the girsa of Rashi. He takes out the word lechol and he says you have to be goyis lahakdir. Because the pashta says we're not talking about a shlomim, we're talking about an oila. Just like the Tanakam over there was talking about an oila, Kepruta Rav Shimon is also talking about an oila. Therefore by an oila, obviously the machshavas pigal is not lechol, the machshava is lahakdir. Therefore the Rashash changes the girsa in Rashi, Rav Shimon is also talking about a machshava lahakdir. Now if we do go with the girsa that we have bifaneinu almanas lechol, other than the Rishash, we don't find other Rachayim changing the Girsa. What does Rashi mean? Why does he say Amanas Lechoil? Lechoira, Rav Shimon is talking about an Oila, just as the Tanakhama was talking about an Oila. Lechoira, you have to say that Rashi says this because he was bothered by a problem. One of the types of Oir which Rav Shimon mentions is Or Beis HaBoishes, which is only by Nekeva. Taisis over here in Dibur Maschil Lehovi, he mentions this point. And since Oilis are all Zecharim, not Nekevais, Akarach Rav Shimon would have to mean by a Shlomim, not by an Oila. And by a shlomim, the machshava that you would have, which would possibly be machshava spiegel, is not a machshava lahakdir, rather a machshava lechol. For that reason, Rashi explained that Rav Shimon is talking about a machshava sachila, even though the Tanakhama was talking about a machshava saktara. The mice in the end, the Gemara is tired to say that even the Tanakhama, you have to be goyis zevach instead of oila. But Hakoparim, Rashi understood from that which Rav Shimon mentions, Or Beis HaBoishes, that he's not talking about only an oila, rather he could be talking about either an oila or a shlomim. In other words, the nafkamina over here, now, Rav Shimon tells us that there are certain types of oyer which are considered like basar, the same way they're like basar le'inyan tumah, they're also like basar le'inyan machshav espigol. It has two nafkaminas, a nafkamina by an oyla and a nafkamina by a shlomim. By a shlomim, the nafkamina is that if he has machshav achila on these types of oyer, then it's a machshav espigol because he was machashiv lechol dover shadakoy lechol. And if he's talking about an oyla, the nafkamina and that which these types of oyer are like basar is negay if he had a machshav to be makter. It's considered a machshava to be makter dover shadarkoi lahakdir. As we saw, the Rus Grav explains this price holds any type of oil which is soft like basar does not have a din to be mafshirit. We don't say that the din hefshir is mafgir the din haktara. Rather, we say that once it's soft, it has a status of basar, and that tells us to be makterit and not to be mafshirit. So even though the Tanakama, who was talking about a case of Or HaAlyo, he was talking about an oila, therefore the nafkamina was about a machshavas haktara. However, Reb Shimon, who is most of other types of oiris, he was not talking b'dafka about an oila, he was talking about a shlomim as well. As you see, he brings the case of Or Beis HaBoishes, which is only by a shlomim, not by an oila. Therefore, when Reb Shimon mentions Orbei Saprosais, for example, that's negia both by Noila and by Ashlamim. By Noila it's negia if he had a machshavas haktara, and by Ashlamim it's negia if he had a machshavas achila. However, when we get to Or HaRosh Shal Egel HaRach, here already we could explain, based on the Rashi and the Aflamin Hei Omid Beis, this nekuda is only negia by Ashlamim, not by Noila. Why is that? Because as Rashi is mevur, since the Rosh is lav b'chal hefshit, the Or we don't take off by Noila, we leave it on the Rosh, and we'll makter it together with the Rosh. According to Rashi, that's enough to tell us that it is included in the mitzvah saktara, and therefore even if it would not be considered soft, even if it would not be rach and not roi l'achilo, still the thing would be that it has a mitzvah saktara, and therefore machshavah to be makter the Or HaRosh is a machshavah spiegel. Now Rav Shimon is mechadish to us that Or HaRosh shall egel arach is also considered like buster because it's soft. That's not negated by the n'ilo, that's only negated by a shlomim. If you had a machshavah lechol, the Or HaRosh shall egel arach chutz l'zvani, it's a machshavah spiegel, because the machshava lechol dover shadarkoi lechol. In other words, the whole nidin of this machlokes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon is what types of or are considered to be soft enough that they're like basar. As far as Or HaRosh of an oila, that's not negate to this machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon. We could say that everyone is masking that since the Or HaRosh of an oila is lav b'chal hefshit, you don't have to come onto the fact that it's like basar, it's soft, even if it would not be soft, since the Torah excludes it from hefshit, then already it's nispatal to the basar and it has a din haktara, as we explained from the Migdash David. Therefore, the sig over here would not be a steer to Rashi and Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Rashi and Lamed Hei could be talking about all types of Or HaRosh, lav dafka if it's soft. Rashi is telling us that since it's not b'chal hefshit, it's nisbatal to the basar, and has a mitzvah saktara, therefore a machshava bein oilo, to be makter the Or HaRosh will always be considered a machshava to be makter dover shadarki lehakter, regardless of how soft the Or is. Now, which there's a need over here in Er Sigo, whether this, the Or HaRosh is also considered something to be soft, that it's like basar, that's only negated by Shlomim. By Shlomim, we want to have machshava lechol, dover shadarkei lechol. There already you have to know, is the Or HaRosh considered like basar? Is it soft enough to be roi la'achilo? That's the machlokes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon. Tanakam says the only type of Or which is soft to be considered like basar is Or Ha'alyo. Other types of Or are not included, they're not like basar, and Reb Shimon is most of other types of Or as well. Now, aside from the Or HaRosh, other types of Or, where there's machlokes, whether it's soft enough to be considered basar, that machlokes is negate even to an oila, because all oir other than Or HaRosh is b'chal hefshit, and here already you have to know, if it's soft enough to be considered like basar, then it's not called oir and is lav b'chal hefshit. You're supposed to be makter it, and therefore machshav to be makter chutz zmanoi is a machshav spiegel. If it's not soft enough to be considered like basar, then it is b'chal hefshit, and a machshav to be makter chutz zmanoi would not be a machshav spiegel. So again, according to this, it comes out that both the Tanakama and Reb Shimon could be maskim. And as far as an oila is concerned, Or HaRosh, regardless of how soft it is, it goes on the mizbeach because it's lav b'chal hefshit, and once it goes on the mizbeach together with the basar, it's nisbatal to the basar, and a machshav to be makter chutz zmani is a machshav espigol. And the truth is, according to this, we can understand even better, why does Rashi over here say that Reb Shimon is talking about a machshav lechol, not a machshav lehakter? The pshat is because if we're talking about a machshav lehakter, meaning by an oila, then why dafka Or HaRosh shall egel arach? Everyone is masking that all types of Or HaRosh are hooked around the mizbech and have machshav espigol. Akarach Reb Shimon was also talking about a shlomim. In other words, these two cases, the Or HaRosh shall egel arach and Or b'sabayshes, there's not negeh by an oila, there's negeh by a shlomim to tell us that it's soft enough to be considered like basar, and therefore if you had a machshav to eat it chutz zmanoy, it's a machshav lechol, dover shadarkoy lechol. Now that was the Gemara in Er Sigo quoted this braisa. The Gemara wanted to bring a ray from the Tanakamo. The Tanakamo was clearly talking about a machshava to be makter the Or HaAlyo of an oila. And from that, the Gemara is medaik that to be makter the Or HaAlyo of a shlomim, even by a shalmi keves, when you makter the alyo on the mizbeach, you don't say Or HaAlyo ka alyo domi. And from that, the Gemara wanted to bring a ray in Nalik Rav Chisda, who holds Or HaAlyo of a shalmi keves does go on the mizbeach. And that, the Gemara answers two terutim. Either the Tanakamo is talking about an alyo shel gedi, that's why he spoke dafka about an oila, not about a shlomim. Or if you boy say matani zevach, inechnami you should change the girsa of the Tanakama, and he said a sheicher says zevach, which should include both an oila and a shalmi keves. By both of them, a machshav to be makter the Or HaAlyo would be a machshav lahakter dover shadarkoi lahakter. Now continue on to another point. The Gemara here asks Akasha and Rav Chisda, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mishnah, according to Shmuel, we understand that the Mishnah is telling us like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore even though Or HaAlyo ka'alyo domi, the Mishnah could be talking about a Shalmei Keves, where you're supposed to be makter the Alyo together with the Or HaAlyo, and still the Mishnah is telling us that if he has a Machshava to eat the Or HaAlyo, the din is that it is a Machshava Spiegel, like the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, Machash v'Machilas Mizbeach la'Achilas Adam. According to Funa, also we understand the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Mishnah is telling us this din, the Ora Alya Lavka Alya Domi, even though Ora Alya is soft and it's considered like Bostar leaning to Mesnevelois, still the Torah is Memeit, that Ora Alya is not Bechlal HaKtorah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Machshav to eat the Ora Alya is the Machshav Lechol, Dover Shadakai Lechol, even by Yisham Keves where you Makter the Oyla. However, according to Rav Chizda, the Gemara asks, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Rav Chizda holds Ora Alya Ka Alya Domi, and by Yisham Keves you would be Makter the Ora Alya. The Mishnah is talking about a Gedi. And the Gemara asks, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is coming to tell us that it's Roi Lachilo, therefore it's Machshav Lechol, Dover Shadakai Lechol, that already we know from the Mishnah in Chulin, which tells us that it's like Basar L'inyan Tumma. And this Gemara answers, Sakadai Tachamina, Hani Milu L'inyan Tumma Derokech. Aval Hocha, Ima L'moshcha L'gdulo, K'derech Sham Melochim Eichlim, V'Leavidi Melochim De'achli Hochi. Even though we know from the Mishnah in Chulin that it's Roi Lachilo L'inyan Tumma, as far as Achilas Kachim, where we learn from a Pasuk, that Kachim has to be eaten the way kings eat, one would think that this is not considered to be Roi Lachilo, because a king would not eat it, Komash Malon. Now, firstly, we'll mention a kasha which a number of Achayim ask over here, and that is, Kipshute the din of the Moshcha, which is mentioned in the Pasuk in Parashas Korach, where all of the Matnas Kahuna are listed. The Pasha says this is a din in Achilas Matnas Kahuna. For example, the Chaz of a Shaykh, which a Kohen gets from Ashlamim, that has to be eaten Kederach Melachim. However, as far as the Basar of Ashlamim, which the Bailim eat, the Pasha says that does not have a din of the Moshcha. So what does the Gemara mean to say over here? This kasha is discussed by Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Perek Tes Hochos Bikurim Alocha Chav Beis, and in the new editions, in the bottom, he brings a Ha'ara, he brings a test which he heard from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. He answered that what Chizda over here means to say is that the Mishnah which says HaShechen is a Zevach is talking about all types of Kabonis which are Nechal, Ashlamim, or Achatas as well, and by Achatas this din is Negeya. Achatas, the Basar, is eaten by Kohen and has to be Lemoshcha, and has to be eaten Kederach Malachim. And that the Mishnah is telling us that if he has Machshava Lechol, the Or Ha'alyo, it is Machshava Spiegel, because that's Machshava Lechol, Dorva Shadakai Lechol. Even the Or Ha'alyo, which is not Nechol by Melochim, still it is considered Dorva Shadakai Lechol. And here we have to really understand what exactly is the Kamash Melon of the Gemara. Again, the half meaning of the Gemara was that Machshava and Or Ha'alyo, since Melochim do not eat Or Ha'alyo, it's not Machshava Lechol, Dorva Shadakai Lechol. Kamash Melon, the Mishnah is telling us that it is considered Dorva Shadakai Lechol. Now, what is the Prat L'maisa? Why is it considered Dover Shadakai Le'achol? L'chor, the Gemara is not being chazer from the fact that Melachim do not eat Ora Alya. It's not the Mashmois of the Lashon of the Gemara that we're being chazer from that fact. So what is the Kamash Melon? What is the Prat that it still is considered a Machshav Espigol? L'chor, the Prat could be one of two possibilities. Either the Kamash Melon is telling us that although Mitzvah Achilas Kachim has to be done L'moshcha, and if it's not done L'moshcha, perhaps there is no Mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, but still, L'maisa for Machshav Espigol, as long as you had a machshava to eat something which is shayich achila on it, even though if you would eat it on a regular kosher carbon, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah achilas kachim. But for machshavas pigal, all you need to be is that it's something which is roi l'achila. As long as you had das to eat something which is roi l'achila chutzas manoy, even if it's not part of the animal which you'd be mekayim the mitzvah achilas kachim, it's still enough for machshavas pigal. A second possible nusach we could say over here is that even though l'chatchila one is supposed to eat kachim b'derech l'moshcha, the way a king eats it, and if he does eat it that way, he's mekayim this mitzvah of eating it l'moshcha. That does not mean to say that if he does not eat it l'moshcha, that he's not being mekayim the ikar mitzvah of achilas kachim. Anything which is roi l'achil is included in the mitzvah for a kohen to eat from the basar of the carbon, and even al chatchila he's supposed to eat it kederech melochim, if he does so, he's mekayim an additional mitzvah of l'moshcha. But even if he does not eat it kederech melochim, or in our case of Ora Alya, eating it is always not kederech melochim, because melochim did not eat that part of the animal at all, still you're mekayim the ikar mitzvah of achilas kachim, and that's the kamash melon of the Mishnah. Even if you had a machshava to eat something shelo kederech l'moshcha, still it is considered a machshava spigol, because l'maisa, he's still having a machshava to eat it in a way where he'd mekayim the ikar mitzvah of achilas kachim. So these are two versions how to explain the kamash melon of the Gemara. However, as we'll see behemshach, there seems to be another pshat in the kamash melon. And that is in the Sefer Chayik Nosson over here in Ner Sugyo. He brings a kash on the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Obis HaToma Alocha Tes Paskins that Or Beis HaBoshes and Or HaShlil and Or HaAlya, all these types of Oireis are considered like Basar, they're soft enough to be Roi L'Chila L'Inyan Toma. The Rambam leaves out over there Or HaRoish Shal Egal HaRach and Or HaProses. That's a separate discussion why the Rambam did not Paskin that those types of Oireis are Roi L'Chila. Ragapam, the Chayik Nosson over here asks a kasha from the Rambam Perek Yudal Hilchos Psul HaMikdoshim Halocha Zayin. The Rambam, which we mentioned before, Rambam says that most Or of a Behemah is not Roi Loi L'Achila V'Loi L'Haktara, The only exception is the Or HaAlyon, the Rambam says. And the Chayek Nosson asks, why does the Rambam not say the Or HaSabayshes and Or HaShlil also are like Basar, since the Rach and Aroy Lachilo? And therefore, if he has a Machshava by Yishlamim to eat these types of Oroy Schutzos Manir Chutzim Koymoy, it should also be a Machshava Spigola. And the Chayek Nosson says, Akarach the Rambam held that even though these types of Oroy, Or HaSabayshes and Or HaShlil are soft enough to be considered like Basar Le'inyan Tumo, but as far as Achilas Kachim, they're not soft enough to be considered like Basar because of the din of the Moshcha. And he explains that even though the Gemara does say that Or HaAlyo, since it's like Basar Le'inyan Tumo, it's also like Basar Le'inyan Achila, that's the Kmash 1 of the Mishnah according to the Shita of Rav Chisda. And here by Or HaAlyo, the Rambam paskens that it is like Basar Le'inyan Machshav Espigol. However, the Chayek Nosson says the Rambam holds that Or HaAlyo is more edible than these other types of Oreis, Or Beis HaBayshes and Or HaShlil. And these other types of Oreis, even though there are Roi L'Achila L'inyan Tumo, there's still not enough Roi to be considered L'mashcha. And he explains that even though the Reis is Muchach, that anything which is considered like Basar L'inyan Tumo is also considered like Basar L'inyan Machshav Espigol, the Chayek Nosson says B'das Ramam that the Ramam holds the Am Mishnah is Chalik on that Reisa. Am Mishnah holds that only Or HaAlyah is considered to be enough Roi L'Achila L'inyan Machshav Espigol. The Pshat that Am Mishnah holds that not everything which is considered Basar L'inyan Tumo is also considered Basar L'inyan Machshav Espigol. It may still not be considered L'mashcha. And the Chayek Nosson is Muchach that he did not learn the Kamash Malan of the Gemara like either one of the two Tzadim which we mentioned before. We said that the Kamash Malan is either that even a type of Achila which is not L'mashcha and is not a Kim of Mitzvah Achila's Kachim, as long as it's a Machshav on something which is Rei L'Achila, that's enough for Machshav Espigol. Or alternatively, we said the Kamash Malan is that even a type of Achila which is not L'mashcha is still a Kim of Achila's Kachim. Therefore, it's a Machshav Espigol because you had Machshav to eat something which is a key of Achilas Kachim. If you learn one of those two Sadim, then there will be no Svar to be Mechalik between the Or HaAlyo and other types of Oreis, the Or HaShlil and the Or Beis HaBayshes. As long as those other types of Oreis also are considered like Basar Le'inyan Tumo, they are Roi L'Achila. If the Kamash Mam of the Gemara is that you could have a Machshav Espigol on something which is not L'mashcha, then it would have to also be true by Or Beis HaBayshes and Or HaShlil. Akarach the Chayek Nosson was learning the Kamash Malan of the Gemara differently, that the Havmina was that the Achila of an Or HaAlyo is not something which a king would do, and therefore it's not L'mashcha. The Kamash Malan is that an Achila of an Or HaAlyo is still a respectable enough of a type of Achila that it still will go into the category of L'mashcha. And therefore the Chayek Nosson learned B'das HaRambam that that's only true by Or HaAlyo. Other types of Or, like Or Beis HaBayshes and Or HaShlil, even though they are Roi L'Achila L'inyan Tumo, but that type of achila is less of a respectable type of achila, and that would not fall into the category of l'mashcha. In other words, according to this, it would come out that even l'maisa, even after the kamash malan, for machshava of chutzas mai to be considered pigol, it has to be machshava to eat something which its achila would be l'mashcha. A machshava of achila on something which is not l'mashcha would not be a machshava ha'paiseles. Now, continue on towards the bottom of the omer, the gemara is looking for a makar. Where do we see two different psulei machshava? The Machshava Paiselos of Chutzes Manei, which includes Kareis, and the Machshava Paiselos of Chutzim Kaimei, which only passes the carbon, but does not have Kareis. Originally, the Gemara wanted to learn both of them are Darshan from the same Pasuk, the Pasuk in Pashas Tav, which the Gemara later on in Amud Beis refers to as the Kru Aricha, the longer Pasuk, the Pasuk over there which says, V'im heyochel yeyochel mi b'sar zevach shlomav b'yeng mashrishi lo yirotze, ha-makrav oisil lo yichoshiv lo yipigo yiyyeh. And the Gemara wanted to Darshan the beginning of the pasuk, which says "Biyeg Mashlishi," that's referring to a machshava of chutz tzmanoi, and hemshach of the pasuk "Piyoyia," that's referring to a machshava of chutz tzmkaimoi. Now, I'll mention the Rashi over here in Dibur Maschol Pigol explains that the seifa of the krah we darshan to mean chutz tzmkaimoi, even though there is no connotation in the pasuk itself that this is what we're referring to. However, as Rashi explains, "Mistaber da machshavas chutz tzmkaimoi mukminin lo v'loy machshavas shar paslus." Kigoyin lishbech domi ala ritzbo, al menas la'arvi b'dam apsulim, de domi l'chutz l'zmanoi komerabi b'haikro, v'chutz l'mechitza domi l'chutz l'zmanoi. Even though there is no real connotation that we're talking about chutz l'mkaimoi, l'chai we could have been talking about other psulim, Rashi explains that chutz l'mkaimoi is similar to chutz l'zmanoi. Now we'll point out there is a kasha over here, Rashi says that there would be a half minute to say that the machshava peiseles, which the pasuk is referring to, is the machshava lishbech domi ala ritzbo or al menas la'arvei b'dam apsulim? And the kasha is, the pasuk clearly is referring to a machshava for an achila, as the pasuk says, v'hmei ochel yeyochel, v'besai zevach shlomov. The pasuk is referring to a machshavas achila, which as we know could be either an achilas mizbeach or an achilas odom. Both chutz hazmani and chutz tzmkaimei fit into that category. It says machshava either to be makter or to eat the basar chutzes manayu or chutzem kaimayu. How could this pasuk possibly be referring to a machshava to pour the dam on the ritzvah or to be ma'ariv the dam with dam psulim? This kasha is asked by the Sfas Emes, and the Sefer Minchas Avram, he says a teretz to this kasha. He says, l'chayr, what you have to say Rashi means is that he had a machshava to pour the dam on the ritzvah or to be ma'ariv the dam with dam psulim, and then afterwards to eat the basar or to be makter the imurim without a zrika. Once he pours the dam on the ritzvah or he mixes it with dam psulim, he can no longer do a zrika. And the Minchas Avram over there adds that once the dam is nishbach ala ritzvah, there's a psul which is chal on the basar, it's considered basar posel, and his machshava is that he's going to eat that basar even though it was nifsal, either the nishbach adam or the nisarev with dam psulim, or that he'll be makter on the mizbeach after the dam was nishbach or nisarev. This would be the machshava apiseles that the pasuk would be referring to. This is the havmina of Rashi, and if Rashi has to tell us the reason why we choose to explain the pasuk by chutzim kaimai and not other types of machshavos is because chutzim kaimai is similar to chutzim zmanai. Hakapar, at this point of the Gemara wanted to explain that both psulim, machshavos chutzim zmanai and machshavos chutzim kaimai, are learned from the same pasuk. Behemshach, the Gemara changes, and the Gemara has it sad to say that we learn chutzim zmanai from one pasuk, the kra aricha, which the Gemara calls the pasuk in Parashas Tav, and machshavos chutzim kaimai from a different pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, a shorter pasuk, v'im heyachel yeyachel b'yem ashlishi pigal hu lo yirotzeh. The Gemara wants to explain that second pasuk is talking about chutzim kaimai. And again, the Gemara says, this is b'derech im einay inyin. There is no mashmais of this second pasuk that is talking about machshavos chutzim kaimai. The Pasha says that we'll be talking about chutzim zmanai. However, since we already have one pasuk in Pasha's Tav, we say im einay inyin l'chutzim zmanai, t'neu inyin l'chutzim kaimai. Now further on, about halfway down in Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the Kasha, umay chazis dekra aricha b'chutzim zmanai, v'shlishi de Pasha's kedoshim tiu chutzim kaimai. Maybe it should be the opposite. The pasuk in Parshas Tav should be referring to chutzim kaimai, and the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim would be referring to chutzim zmanai. If that was the case, the chiyuv kares will be by chutzim kaimai and not by chutzim zmanai. Now Tosis over here at Divrei Maschil v'Epachano, he asks Akasha, he says, Tema, since the pasuk of both psukim is that we're talking about chutzim zmanai, the only reason why we explain one pasuk to be referring to chutzim kaimai is because meini inyan l'chutzim zmanai, tenei inyan l'chutzim kaimai. If so, it should be pashut that the first pasuk, the one in Parshas Tav, that should be referring to chutz zmanai, and the second pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that's the one which is unnecessary to be chutz zmanai, that's one that we should explain to mean chutzim kaimai. How could there possibly be a half minute to say the other way around, that the first pasuk, the one in Parshas Tav, is referring to chutzim kaimai, and the second one in Parshas Kedoshim is referring to chutz zmanai? And Tosis leaves off with a kasha. That behemshach haGemara, the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. The Gemara is mavur that l'maskana, we go back to the way we understood originally, that both chutzim zmanai and chutzim kaimai learn from the same pasuk in Parshas Tav, the kra aricha. This is the maskana, say Gemara. Rava adds additional chedushim, which he darshens from the pasuk, which we'll get back to in a moment. However, l'maskana, say Gemara, al kopanim, it comes out that both chutzim zmanai and chutzim kaimai are learned from the pasuk in Parshas Tav. Now the truth is, this is really ha'ara on the Pirush Rashi al ha'toira. Because Rashi on that pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Rashi explains, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Parshas Tav, which Ray tells us the din of chutzim zmanai. Therefore, Rashi continues, this pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim will be referring to chutzim kaimai. This is the way the Gemara understood in the Havamina, not Lamaskona. This kasha is asked by a number of achrenim. The Sfas Emes asks this kasha on Rashi. Rav Kveger asks a similar kasha on the Tosis Yontif. The Tosis Yontif on Aram Mishnah explains that chutzim kaimai is learned from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And again, the kasha is that's not l'maskana. Additionally, the Karen Oyer brings that the Teres Kainim is mavur, the way the Havamina of Agmar says. The Teres Kainim says that the first pasuk in Parshas Tav is talking about chutzim zmanai, and the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about chutzim kaimai. And again, the Karen Oyer says that this does not fit with the maskana of Agmar. L'chayr Rashi al Teira is basing his pshat on the Teres Kainim. And additionally, Rav Kveger brings Rashi in other places, in Menachos Daf Yiral from Medbeiz, as well as in Pesachim Daf Tez Zayin on Medbeiz. In both of those places, Rashi explains, like the Havmin of Gemara, the Chutzim Kaimai is learned from the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Now, to look back at the member of Rava, so besides that which Rava explains the Pesukim to show us the Makar of Chutzim Zmani and Chutzim Kaimai, Rava shows us other important dinim which are learned from the same Pasuk. One of the dinim which Rava learns from the Pasuk is, So now it says, "Meyochel yochel mi bisar zevach shlomov." We learn, "Mas shlomem mifaglin umispaglin, af kol mifaglin umispaglin." Just as shlomim, which is the example that the Torah gives, that's the carbon the Torah is referring to when we speak about machshavas pigel. So from there we learn that there is machshavas pigel by other carbonis as well. However, it has to be dafka, a carbon which has a mifagel and a mispagel. Rashi explains, that means to say, just as shlomim has dam, which is a matir, and the basar and the emurim, they're considered the niter, and therefore the dam is mifagel, and the basar and the emurim are the mispagel, so to other types of carbonis, in order for there to be a din of machshavas pigel, it has to have the part which is the matir and the part which is the niter. And therefore Rashi says, by minchas kayanim, or minchas kayanim mashiach, or minchas nisachim, these are types of menachas which do not have a kaimitz and shirayim. The classic mincha has a matir and a niter, the kaimitz is the matir, the shirayim is the niter, that becomes mutar ba'achila, the kayanim can eat it. But there are certain types of menachas, like minchas kayanim, minchas kayanim mashiach, and minchas nisachim. The entire mincha is hukrav on the mizbeach, there is no matir and niter, therefore these kabbanis do not have the inyan of machshavas pigel. This is an important yesod in the whole din of pigel. The pigel has to have a matir and a niter. This is a yesod which comes up a number of times throughout Zvachim and Menachis. And I'll speak briefly now a little bit about this inyan. Now if we take a look at the Mishnah later on, Daf Membeis Omid Beis, the Mishnah tells us this din, that Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kainim Mashiach, Nesachim, these are things that you're not chayv aleim mishum pigel. However, the Mishnah over there begins by saying, Ve'il dvarm she'ein chayavn aleim mishum pigel, ha'koymetz ve'akteres ve'halovayno. The Mishnah then continues with Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kainim Mashiach, and Dam va'nesachim. These are all items which are listed in the Mishnah. These are all dvarm she'ein chayavn aleim mishum pigel. Now, if we take a closer look at this list, we see that they can really be divided into two categories. In one category, we have Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kainim Mashiach. These are examples of karbonis which do not have two parts. There's no mefagel and misbagel, because there's no matir and niter, everything goes in the mizbeach, as opposed to a regular mincha, where there's kaimitz and shirayim. However, you also have in this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the kaimitz itself is dvarm she'in chayav n'aleim mishum pigol, which would mean to say that even in a karbon which does become pigol, even if b'shas, one of the avodis, for example, at the time of the kmitzo, he had a machshava to eat the shirayim chutz tazmanoy, and the mincha is nisbagel, still, the din is that you only chayav karis if you eat from the shirayim, from the nitar, not if you eat from the matir, therefore if you eat from the kaimitz, you are not chayav karis. And the truth is, this is a whole different category, because this is an example of a carbon which actually did become pigol. And still, the Mishnah says that if you eat from the matir, like the kaimitz, or the levaino, or the dam of a carbon, you're not chayav mishum pigol. As opposed to the case of minchas kain mashiach, the other din is that since there is no matir and a nitar, the carbon can never become pigel in the first place. This is the mashmois of Rashi in the end of Dibur Maschel Af Kol. The lashon of Rashi is that in these types of karbonis, minchas kainim and minchas kain mashiach, since they do not have a matir and a nitar, therefore ain pigel noig behem, the whole inyan of pigel is not noig with these types of karbonis. And the question is, the Chayav Bishnah we understand minchas kainim, minchas kain mashiach, since it's not similar to a shlomim, as the Gemara says, mash shlomim mefaglin umispaglin, af kol mefaglin umispaglin. These types of kabbalists which do not have a mefagel and a nisbagel, they don't have a matir and a nitar, therefore there is no parsha of pigel. Since the whole parsha of pigel is discussed in the Torah by a shlomim, any other carbon which is not similar to a shlomim, it doesn't have a mefagel and a nisbagel, there is no parsha of pigel. However, the question is, what about a type of carbon which does have a matir and a nitar? There is a parsha of pigel, and if you eat from the nitar, you are chayiv kareis. Where is the makar to say that if you eat from the matir, there is no chayiv kareis? For example, if you eat from the kaimitz, by a type of mincha which has kaimitz and shirayim, or for example, by a carbon, where you're mefagel in the carbon, and then afterwards you ate from the dam, what is the makar to say that over there also, if you eat from the matir, you are not chayiv karis mishum pigel? Elchar, you don't have a makar from shlamim, the whole makar is only to exclude types of kabbonis, which do not have two parts, they don't have a matir and a nitar. So to answer this question, we have to see first a very important yesod, which the Brisk Rav says, on this inyan of mashlom mefaglin umispaglim, Afkol mefaglin umispaglim. This grav is in Hochas Me'ilo, on page 102 in the Chedusha Grizal Rambam. He's discussing over there the sigur later on, Daf Mem Dawid, Luk Shem and Shamut Seira, Amir Tashem will get to this. Ba'akopam, the Brisk Rav Toich Dvarav says an important yisayid, what exactly is this din that has to be dumi the shlomim, that there's a mefagel and a mispagel? And the lashon of the Brisk Rav is like this. He says, Zed de be'inan dava sheyesh lay matirin, that which there has to be a matir and a niter for the din of pigol, Lav t'no ba'al mahu, It's not simply a tenai yet leinian pigol sheyedume deshlam sheyesh lamatirin. It's not simply a tenai that since shlam has a matir and a niter, therefore other kabbalists also have to have a matir and a niter in order for there to be a parsha of pigol. El ikur hadin bezehu zeu atzma yishal din pigol. This is the essence of pigol sheyispagel al yidei matirov. The way pigol works is, the Brisker Rav says, is that pigol is chal al yidei da avoidas hamatirim. It's not simply a condition that you have to have a matir and a niter. What we're learning from the pasuk is the way pigol works, and that is that idea doing the avodas hamatirois, for example, by a zevach, where you do the four avodas adam, which are matir the basar ba'achilo, idea doing the avodas hamatirois with the machshavas pigol, that's mefagel the niter. That's how the din pigol is chal on the niter. Just as if the carbon was kosher, idea that which you did the four avodas hamatirois, a heter is chal on the basar, it now becomes mutar ba'achilo. If you did the same four avodas with the machshava spigol in one of the avodas, then that's also meichel. It also makes a certain chalois on the niter. And the chalois is not that it's becoming mutar ba'achila, rather it's being chaloshing pigol on the niter. And now if someone eats from it, he'll be chayiv kares. In other words, we're learning from the pasuk the way the mechanics, how pigol works. The only way it could possibly work is if you do the avodas hamatirais with machshava to ichol tzlizmana. That's what makes a chalois pigol being chal on the niter. And therefore, obviously, in a carbon which does not have a matir and a niter, the whole Indian of pigol is not shayich. And in the Sefer Minchas Avram, he was medayik in the Lashon of Rashi over here in Arsugyo. Rashi is very much mashm like this biskarov. The Rashi in Dibur Maschel Afkol, he says you have to have a mefagel and a mispagel, lafuke minchas kainim, minchas kainim mashiach. They do not have that. And the Lashon of Rashi is that these carbonis, minchas kainim and minchas kainim mashiach, ein behem shirayim lehispagel machmas avidas matirehem. Rashi is clearly not simply saying that it's not dumya to shlomim, that there's a tanai, it has to be a carbon which is similar to shlomim, that there's a matir and a niter. Rashi is saying much more, that since there is no shirayim, which becomes hutar al yedei avoda of the matir, therefore it's not shaykh for there to be a din of pigol. Meaning if we borrow the lashon of Rashi, and we use it in a case where there is a matir and a niter, so then Rashi will be saying that how does pigol work? It's nispagal machmas avodas matireyim, which really is the yisayt of the Biskarov, are they doing the avodas hamatirais, machmas, those avodas, it's chal pigol on the nitar. This is an important yisayt in the whole din of pigol, the yisayt of the Biskarov, which will come up other times in the Masechta. Rakubam, to get back to the kasha that we asked from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah included cases where the carbon does become pigol, yet still the din is that if you eat from the matir as opposed to the nitar, then you're not chayiv kares, like if you eat from the dam of the carbon, or the kaimus of the mincha, this also is excluded from the chi of karis of pigol. According to the Brisker Rav, this is understood very well. That which we're learning from Shlom, that you have to have a mefagel and a mispagel, is not simply a tenai. If it would be understood as a tenai, only a carbon which is similar to shlomim has the parsha of pigol, then what would be the pshat? Why would it be that if you eat from the kaimus or from the dam, you're not chayiv karis? The chayiv, as long as it's a carbon which does have the parsha of pigol, why should we differentiate between the matter and the niter, that only if you eat from the niter, you're chayiv karis, not if you eat from the matter? However, according to the Brisker Rav, it's understood very well, the limit for Shlom is to tell us how pigol works, idea doing the avodas hamatirais, which in the kosher carbon would effectively place a heter achila on the nitar, and the carbon of pigol, what it places on the nitar, is the din pigol achiyuv kares. If so, we can understand very clearly that the matter itself, the dam or the kaimis, that's not included in the achiyuv kares of pigol, so even though the carbon does become pigol, but only the parts of the carbon which are the nitar, only on that is chal the shame pigol to be chayiv kares. Idea doing the avodas hamatirais, it makes a chalois on the nitar, but the matir itself never gets that chalois, and therefore if you eat from the dam or from the kaimetz, there is no chiyuv karis for achilas pigol. Now we'll discuss one last point, and that which Rava says over here, he dashens from a pasuk lo yirote kartoas kosher kachar toas posel, mar toas kosher atri akrivu kol matirov, afar toas posel atri akrivu kol matirov. This is a din which we've discussed in the past. For now, we'll mention two important sfeikas of the Mishnah LeMelech. These are fundamental shailas in the din of Korvu Kol Matirov. Many are claimed to discuss these sfeikas of the Mishnah LeMelech, as we'll see their rise to the Tutzdadim. The Mishnah LeMelech is in Perek Gur Ches, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim, in the end of Halacha Ches. One sfeik he has is, in this din of Atri Akrivu Kol Matirov, we know that the din is in order to be Chayiv Karis Misham Pigol, he has to have completed all of the Avodais only after his Rika is done. That's when if one eats from the basar, he's chayiv karis mishum pigol. And the suffix of the Mishnah LeMelech is, what happens if one eats from the carbon before the zriko, even though he does not get karis, does he still get malchus for being over the lav of eating from psuli hamikdashim? This topic really is based on that which the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Gimel. The Rambam over there says, Kol Korban Shenemar Boi Shehu Pasul, Bein Shenifsal B'machshava, Bein B'meise, Bein She'ir Leidover She'pasloi, Kol Oichal Mimenu Kezayis B'meizid Loike, Shenemar Loiseichal Kol Toyeva. Mipia Shmuel Lamadnu, She'ein HaKosav Mazir Ela Al Psulei HaMekdoshim. The Rambam paskens that anyone who eats from a korban which became pasul, regardless of how it became pasul, if you eat a kezayis of the basar, he gets malchus for this lav of leseichel kol teyeva, which the Masair is that this is referring to a korban which became pasul if one eats from it is chayiv a korban. And the safek of the Mishnah Melech is if one had a machshavas pigel during one of the avodos, but he has not yet completed all of the avodos hamatiris, he hasn't yet done the zrika, so there definitely is no chayiv koris for pigel. That's the din of atchi yakrivu kol matirov. However, the safek is, do we say that the korban is already pasul, and if he meets from it before the zrika, even though he won't get koris, he'll get malchus for eating from a korban which is pasul. L'chair, what the Mishnah Melech safek is, do we say that as far as the psul also is concerned, the psul on the korban also is only chal after he completed the zrika. Up until that point, obviously it'll be usher to eat, because there's no heter to eat from a korban until zrika. If it's kachri kachrim, there's a din me'ilah until the zrika, and even if it's kachri kalam, it's still usher ba'ano until you do the zrika. However, the safek of the Mishnah Melech is, will he get malchus for eating from a korban which is pasul? Do we say that at the moment that he did the avodah with the machshavas pigel, the psul on the korban is already chal, just there is no chiyuv koris until he finishes the zrika, or do we say that it's also not considered a korban pasul until the zrika? This is one shaila of the Mishnah Melech. The second shaila of the Mishnah Melech is, as far as machshavas chutzim koimay, is there a din of atriyakrivu komatirov by chutzim koimay as well, or is it only by chutzim manay? By chutzim koimay, obviously we know there is no chiyuv koris, so it's not negev for the din kareis. However, the Mishnah Melech shaila is, maybe chutzim koimay also has this din of karvu komatirov in order for the psul of chutzim koimay to be chal. Now it's important to point out over here, l'chayre would seem at first glance that both sfeikas of the Mishnah Melech are really one shaila. The safik in the case of chutzim manay, whether we say that immediately at the time of the machshava, it's chal the psul of pigel, and the din of karvu komatirov is only necessary to be chayiv kareis, and the second shaila by chutzim koimay, whether or not there's a din of karvu kol matirov, because by chutzim koimay there is no chiyuv kareis, all there is a psul which is chal, so therefore on the side that by chutzim zmanay the psul is chal right away, by chutzim koimay also will be chal right away, and therefore it will turn out that there is no din of karvu kol matirov bechlal by chutzim koimay. Since all there is a psul, the same shai will be by both chutzim zmanay and chutzim koimay, when is that psul chal? Is a din of karvu kol matirov necessary also for the psul to be chal, or is it only necessary for the chiyuv kareis? However, this is not so pashut, and this is really dependent on a machlekes rishonim. What exactly is one over if he eats from a korban which was nifsal with the machshava of chutzim koimay? The Rambam, as we mentioned before, in Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Psulei HaMekdoshim Halacha Gimel, he says korbanos which became pasul, regardless of how they became pasul through machshava or through meisa, if one eats from them, he's over the love of leisoichel kol teyeva. That includes all Psulei HaMekdoshim. Later on in Halacha Yud, he says, this is a specific lav for noiser or pigel. When the Rambam says pigel, he means dafka chutzim zmanay, not chutzim koimay. As the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel Psulei HaMekdoshim, when he uses the word pigel, it's referring dafka to chutzim zmanay. The Rambam is mevur that there is no separate lav if one eats from a korban which became pasul with chutzim koimay. Chutzim zmanay and noiser have its own lav. Chutzim koimay would be included in the lav of leseichel kol teyeva. The Rambam is mevur like this as well in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In Leisa Sei Kuf Lamed Beis, he tells us, there's a lav specifically for machshavas pigel, which means chutzim zmanay only. It does not include chutzim koimay over there. And leisa say kuf mem, he includes all psulei hamikdashim. They're all including the lav of leseichel kol teyeva. The Ramban, however, argues on the Rambam. In the goyis of the Ramban, on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, the Ramban writes the lavin, which he feels the Rambam should have counted and he left out. And the mitzvah chamishis, the fifth one which the Rambam enumerates, is, he says, the Rambam should have counted the lav if one eats from a korban which became possible with the machshava of chutzim koimay. The Ramban over there writes that really both chutzim zmanay and chutzim koimay are referred to as pigel. They're really one category. The only chilik is that we have a miyut to tell us that for chutzim koimay there is no chiyuv kareis. However, as far as the lav is concerned, both of them are included. Therefore, for chutzim koimay also, he will be chayiv malchus. So this is an important machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is there a separate lav for eating from a korban of chutzim koimay? Now, as far as the safek of the Mishnah Melech would come out, that according to the Rambam, there is no separate lav, so if one eats from a korban of chutzim koimay, the only thing he's over is the general lav of psulei hamikdashim, then in Chanami, the Mishnah Melech's two sfeikas really are one. The same way he has a safek as far as chutzim zmanay is concerned, Do we say that immediately the psola is chal, and the din of karvu kamatir is only necessary for the chiv kareis on that side? Then it will turn out that by chutzim kaimid there is no din of karvu kamatirov, since by chutzim kaimid all there is a psol, there is no special lav. The same way the psol by chutzim zmani would be chal right away, by chutzim kaimid also would be chal right away, and it will turn out that there is no din bechal of karvu kamatirov. If, however, you would hold like the shita of the Ramban, chutzim kaimi really is also included in pigol, it has a separate lav, then you can understand that the two sfeikas of the Mishnah Melech are independent sfeikas. The first sfeik is by chutzim zmanoi, even though to be chayiv karis you need karvu kol matirov, the Mishnah Melech has a tzad to say that maybe the psol is chal right away, therefore if you eat from it before zrika, you'll be over the lav of l'seichel kol teyevo, since it's already considered a posel of carbon. And according to that tzad, the enichnai by chutzim kaimi also, the psol will be chal immediately at the time of the machshova, and I'll get malchus for that lav of l'seichel kol teyevo. The second topic of the Mishnah Melech is, do we say the din of karvu kol matirov applies also to chutzim kaimai, in order for it to be chal the shein pigol? As we saw according to the Ramban, there's a shein pigol by chutzim kaimai as well. Is the din of karvu kol matirov there also that it's only chal the shein pigol after the zrika? In other words, both chutzim zman and chutzim kaimai will have the same din of karvu kol matirov. In order for the shein pigol to be chal, you have to complete all of the avodos. The only chalik will be that by chutzim zman at that time the chiyuv karis is chal. And by chutzim kaimai, that's when the lav will be chal. Hakapam, these are the sikkos of the Mishnah Melech, and hopefully we'll have other opportunities to discuss some of the rayas to these shailos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.